I'd like to take a minute to share with you the preface of my new book, Well on Your Way. The preface is entitled, Why This Book? I'm writing this because I want you to know you're not alone. And I want you to know you can succeed at this if you want to, acknowledging that the path may be significantly more crooked than you expected or hoped. You've likely already experienced some of the challenges that arise from the odd combination of autonomy and extremely high and often ambiguous expectations that characterizes a faculty career. Throw in the political complexities of an academic environment, and you may feel as if you're navigating a minefield. Although it's been over 20 years since I joined the faculty at the University of Wisconsin as an assistant professor, memories of those days are etched in my mind. I vividly remember arriving in Madison fresh out of grad school with my husband and 2-month-old baby in tow. And I recall equally clearly being in the midst of a divorce 7 years later when I was informed that my tenure case was in jeopardy. While there were some wonderful moments along the way, my life as an assistant professor was far from easy. Perhaps you can relate. Sadly, most of us have little opportunity to openly share these struggles. As assistant professors, we hesitate to reveal our anxieties and missteps for fear of being judged as not enough, not smart enough, not dedicated enough, not good enough. What's worse, many of us secretly believe these depictions and convince ourselves we don't have what it takes to succeed. When we keep these worries hidden, they grow unchecked and eventually risk compromising not only our work, but our personal lives and overall well-being. Over time, I began to see that many of the challenges we attribute to our own shortcomings are in fact universal. This realization was deeply comforting, both because misery loves company and because it means we're less flawed than we fear. My deep sense of solidarity and fellowship with anyone who has stumbled down the academic path drove the creation of this book. I hope the memories, observations, poetry, and prayers I share will provide comfort and inspiration when you need them. Above all, I hope this book offers a safe space for us to reflect on our individual experiences and explore the ways small shifts can make our lives and careers easier, happier, and more fulfilling. We each deserve this, and from where I sit, the future of our academic institutions depends on it. With love, gratitude, and respect for you on this journey. Thanks for listening.